welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everyone. This is season 2, episode 39, number 84. It's our birth year. What?
Excellent.
And yes. It's also May Day, bitches.
May Day, bitches.
May Day, bitches.
I wanted to, in honor of May Day, open up, like, because I have the save design that I made for you guys. Is we're all three of our mugs, and I was using it this morning because it's May Day, and I kind of wanted to just, you know, give the link out in the Facebook group and be like, anybody that wants to buy one of these, it's not for profit, or, you know, like, we won't make any money off of it, because I don't want Jacob to, like, you know, get offended or whatever, but just if anybody is interested, here is a May Day bitches mug. Word.
Word.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, and even in saying that, well, two thoughts come to mind in saying that. One, we need to get our asses in gear and watch season 2 of Handmaid's Tale,
yes,
so we can talk about it. So we need to figure that out. And thing two, I'm wondering what I have to do to package my mug so I can bring it with me to Raleigh this weekend.
Ooh, just put it in. Are you doing carry on?
Yeah, I always do carry on.
So just put it,
just roll
in,
it up in a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, it should be fine in a shirt if you're carrying it.
Yeah, I think that'd be nice to be able to, you know, drink coffee together in the morning in our mugs.
Ooh.
Or drink tequila.
All right, so.
Yeah, I was like, tequila, please. Yes.
That's also great.
Yeah, deal.
Okay, so I'll plan on bringing mine too. Speaking of Handmaid's Tale, I was planning on waiting until all of the episodes were out so that I could get, you know, get my second time free month trial of Hulu.
That's a good one.
Yes, thief as I am, and then just binge it all in 1 month, so I wouldn't actually have to pay for the service because Hulu is offering that. So, you know, thought I would take them up on their on their offer.
We put the stealing to rest. X-ray on the stealing A.
I know. I'm like aggro about it now. But anyway,
Shandy is triggered.
you're really mad.
Robot Shandy.
Oh no, I'm on set. Oh, did I just cut out?
Yeah.
Am I back? Okay. No, what I did want to say though about Handmaid's Tale is I was talking about it with Frank last night, and because he never watched it. And I was like, dude, you should. Oh, I know why we're talking about it, because we watched the Michelle Wolf speech.
Oh God, I can't talk about that anymore right now. I mean, we can
so
talk
much.
About it, but you know what I mean.
Yes, but anyway, obviously it was wonderful, and I was like explaining the Sarah Sanders comparison to Aunt Lydia. And anyway,
that is one of my favorite jokes that no one is talking about.
Oh, I heard it talk about plenty. Apparently, that was another knock on her appearance.
Her appearance,
which when actually is not the case.
No, just means you're not actually listening.
Yeah,
it's not at all what the joke was.
You know,
about.
Listening
haters
is hard.
Hate.
listening is hard. Yes, especially
sometimes when hearing what you want to hear are two different things.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was like, dude, you should fucking watch it. You would love it. And so we started watching it actually last night. I was like, I'll rewatch it. Like, it is really good, and I'm waiting to watch season 2. So I already signed up for a 1 month free trial. So I'll have to figure out, I don't know, a third email address, I suppose, to just, you know, keep thieving.
Well,
but anyway,
why can't the person that you are watching it with just get the free trial?
Also, well, he was going to first, and then like he couldn't remember his like Apple ID, and like there was, you know, all this.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we'll figure it out. But yeah, that's another option. But he watched a couple episodes with me last night, and then he watched a couple more today, and was like, "That was." He's like, "It's really dark.
It's really dark.
Yeah,
it's really dark.
Like, that is not what I was expecting." I was like, "What were you expecting?" He was like, "I was expecting it to be more like, I don't know, something in like a convent and just like
more
not
like
quite
not
as dark."
He did not read the book. I take it.
No, he did not read the book.
Came
I told him
cold.
About the book. He came in cold. He did not. Yeah, did not know the cultural references. And I was like, "Do you remember like when people were showing up at courthouses like dressed like that? That's what they were doing." And I think, you know, that must have just, I don't know, been one of those things he didn't pay attention to or wasn't hip to. And because it came up a lot last year, in the last year. But yeah, so anyway, I think we have another person converted and ready to watch season two once it comes out.
So we're going to do a special episode after all the episodes are out. We'll do a just a... By then, we'll be probably at some point going into our summer-y shows winding down, right?
That's true, yeah.
So we can do that. We have to plan our birthday party.
Yes.
Yes.
Which, because our anniversary is June 14th, that we first when we released our first one on June 18th or something like that.
Sure.
So we'll figure sometime in the third week of June, we'll do a live birthday party.
I like it.
And then, I don't know, at some point, whenever the timing is right, we'll either before or after that, whenever it ends, whatever the last week for Handmaid's Tale is, we'll give it a full other week for all of us to watch it. Because I probably will binge it too, just because I like binging better.
Yeah.
So if it started last week, I believe, and I think there are 10, there are 10 episodes in season one. So if we're basing it on that, then that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 around the 4th of July would be the 10th episode. And
that's perfect for our summer schedule.
Right. That is, well, because that's also kind of poetic, like Independence Day. Yes.
Are you going to say that you're going to be out of town, Shandy?
I was going to say that the week after that, I'm going out of town. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we'll do like we did with Wonder Woman last time before I went to London, where we recorded like for 2 hours, and then we split into two, and one part was Wonder Woman and one part was episode.
Perf.
Which that was the Science Yay episode, and that is still one of my favorite episodes that we did.
Nice. I like your encyclopedic memory of stuff, because I feel like I remember like an eighth of my life.
No, I can't remember
like half of my life. So I can hold together a fair amount of my memory, thanks to you.
Well, it's funny. I can't remember like life events, or I can't remember specific things that happened, but I'm very good at like anything that's cataloging, like you said, like dates, numbers. I can associate like the title of an episode with like, I'm very good at stuff like that. Like, I think that goes to just my organizational brain. But if you asked me, you know, something that happened at dinner like 3 weeks ago, I would probably have a hard time even remembering it. So.
But you can like recall the whole story and the memory that goes around the date. So it's not that you can just remember the date.
Right. I couldn't tell you what happened at that dinner, but I could tell you the date of the dinner. And
I don't know. You spin a pretty good story. I have a feeling you'd be like, I don't remember anything. 20 minutes later, you clearly outlined what everybody ate and how many bites of it they ate, and a funny thing that Zach said along the way.
Okay, fair. Oh my God, Zach. Zach is cracking me up lately. But yeah.
Okay. So I would argue your memory is pretty solid. You have nothing to worry about.
Thank you. Speaking of live shows.
Woo woo!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Right. 10 minutes before we started recording. And by that, I mean 10 minutes ago, a minute before we started recording. It's okay. So the podcast meetup weekend is this weekend, the annual week meetup. And I'm really super excited for everybody to come to town. And we're going to do our tequila shots. And if we can come up with like a, I don't know, crisscrossing fucking handshake of middle fingers or whatever we decided on last week. we have decided, and by that I mean they're not going to be doing a live every year they do either a live Game of Thrones or a live, last year they did a live Leftovers. They were going to do a live Westworld this year, but Mike Bloom has a wedding, so he can't come. So Jay was like, why don't you guys just be the live act? And I was like, yes, I think we will be. So.
Mayday, bitches, we are.
We have made it. We're on my wall. We're going to be the live show for the weekend. So anyway, yeah, live broadcast this weekend, probably the Saturday, oh, fuck. Are we going to have a Cinco de Mayo live broadcast?
Oh, my God. Cinco de Live-O.
Cinco de Live-O! Oh, my God. We have an episode title. Okay, hold on. Cinco de Live-O. Oh, I got to write this down. Cinco de Live-O. That's brilliant.
These ideas, they just come to me.
Okay. I don't even know where to go with that.
Gunslinger.
I'm so excited about this. So we'll have tequila shots and a live show, and we are going to keep it probably under an hour because there's, as Amanda can attest, there's a lot going on here, and there's a lot of attention spans that are hard to keep for that long. But yes, we will do an extra bonus live episode, and it's going to be amazing, and I'm really excited about this amazing thing that's going to happen. So, yay.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, Cards Against Humanity, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare yourselves. Yeah. I have...
got to polish off my crown.
Oh, are you going to bring yours? Dennis is bringing his, the aluminum foil crown.
Dude, you can't bring an old crown. He's not the reigning champion.
Oh, shit. That fighting words.
It doesn't work like that.
Oh, maybe it's his good luck charm.
That's true. And I would never deny someone a good luck charm.
Fair. But yeah. I'm super excited.
I'm ready to play.
All right. Yeah, I'm excited about that. A sad fat dragon with no friends.
A sad fat dragon with no friends.
I do have the period expansion pack that I bought at Comic-Con last year.
Oh my God.
So it comes in a maxi pad.
Oh my God, stop.
Yeah.
You mean it like period?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I haven't opened it yet, so everybody can see what it looks like. So anyway, nice. Yeah, I'm really excited. Everybody stay tuned on the Facebooks and the Twitters for information about when the live show, the Cinco de Live-O will be. But figure it's going to have to probably be after Alex goes to sleep on Saturday. So figure it's not going to be until like 9:30 or 10 o'clock our time. So
it'll be podcasting late for me.
It'll be great for the West Coasters.
And for us. So anyway, yay.
I'm so excited. Tequila's a stimulant, remember?
It's a stimulant. Yeah.
Apparently, it's been debunked.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
did we get emails? Darn it.
No, posted on the thread.
Ah, yeah, we got
that it's a common myth. So I got duped by some fake news, apparently.
Well, did I get duped by fake news?
No, I told you guys. I told you guys it was a real thing because someone had told me it was a real thing.
No. The way you take shots, was that fake news?
Yes, I'm going to argue that that is probably fake news.
Fine, whatever.
I mean, we could try it. Like, let's all try it.
It might make me puke.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay.
All right, well, we don't want
that. I'll try it. I'll fall on the sword. I'll try it.
Okay. I'm the one that doesn't drink hard liquor, so just putting that out there.
Fair.
I will do this for you, but.
So, Shandy. You did a marathon this weekend.
I did.
Yes. And Amanda ran 3 miles.
I did.
Nice.
I'm super proud of both of you.
They're pretty comparable, I think. Oh my God, tell us everything about the marathon.
Yes.
Congratulations on number 6, you said?
Yes.
It's amazing.
It was good. So I actually rode the bus for the first time. Usually... Shut up, Tim takes me to the start line, but this year I was running with like 4 other people, so it's like, yeah, he could have taken like 3 of us, but 5 is maybe asking a little bit much. So I took the bus. The bus kind of sucks, but apparently the trick is if you tell them you're staying at the Marriott, they for whatever reason get nicer buses.
Really? Yes. Why? Maybe Marriott pays?
Perhaps. Yeah, maybe they're like a sponsor and they pay for nicer buses. But next year, I'm definitely telling them that I'm staying at the Marriott. Or just going up with Tim. But I did see Tim a couple of times on the course. That was fun. He took a picture of us at Bixby Bridge, which is the halfway point. It was good. It was like colder than usual, but it was like good running weather. I ran the whole way with Frank. It was really cool to see him run his first marathon and like have that experience together. It was pretty rough, like the second half, but you know, just like it usually is, I suppose.
Yeah.
But Frank was like really in pain at the very end.
Yeah.
But made it through, and then we finished. It was funny at the finish line. The woman who was calling out the names, like she had met Frank on, I think the 2 days before, she was doing like one of the clinics at the expo and he had like talked to her, and then we ran into her later and he introduced me. And so at the finish line, she like remembered us. Cause of course they have, you know, they have like lists of like the numbers and the names and like, so they call out your name as you're coming in. And so she just calls off the name, our names as we were coming in, just like she would for anyone else.
Oh.
And then, but then like a second later, she's like, oh, it's Shannon and Frog.
Uh-huh. Oh. Oh, that's adorable. That was
awesome. Oh, good for you. You remembered. That's a really good memory. And it also made us feel special. So that was nice. And then the finish line is just always so much fun. Like, again, like, so there was the five of us who ran, and then a friend who came and hung out, and like we had beers and gimped around. And our new sort of tradition is to go to this Italian restaurant that we really like afterwards. And Frank's cousins were in town, or his cousin and his cousin's husband and daughter, and they came and met up with us. So we all had like a really good meal. And then wobbled around some more.
That's true. That must be like you can just eat like whatever you want. Yes. Like I will have two orders of garlic bread and spaghetti. And
pretty much. I mean, it was Italian restaurant. We ate family style, and we had like a bunch of different antipasti, and then a bunch of different like, you know, main dish, and a bunch of different desserts, and some prosecco and wine and. Oh, you know, some water too.
good. I'm glad. It's important.
Yeah. And then it was done. And now we're like, recovering. It's that's the weirdest thing. It's like yesterday I walked to work and like I was sore. But like walking really helps you sort of get over it. Yeah. And so by the end of yesterday, yesterday, by the time I got to work, I was walking upstairs pretty normally. Like, I could feel it, but, like, I don't think that a spectator would, like, look at me and think that I was walking funny. Mm. Today, I'm pretty normal. Last year, I injured myself, like, during training, and then it also came back during the marathon. And I never fully dealt with that. So it came back again this year.
I thought you were doing the stretching and stuff to help that.
Well, yes, but what I really need to do is like resistance training and more stretching and more yoga and all that stuff that yoga. I said I would do and then just kind of didn't. Yeah, exactly.
Yoga with Adrienne. Hit up my girl.
I know. And I subscribed to her channel. I got a yoga mat for my birthday and it's just been a matter of, I don't even know what, like, I don't really have space in my living room, but if I move some things around, like I could. So I don't know what my problem is. I was just being lazy. But I will. I really will. And what I did do was get a referral from my doctor to physical therapy. Yes, I will finally deal with it and hopefully be a much stronger runner for next year.
Oh, good.
So I'm excited about that.
Nice.
Yay. I'm proud of you for doing it because I sometimes think that I could run a marathon, but I would.
You can, though. But you can. And that's like the crazy thing about. But you can. Like, it's a very gradual increase in mileage if you follow the program that I follow. And
I heard the program several times.
I think some people, their bodies just can't do it. And I'm one of those people.
See,
you could also walk, run it.
Distance and stuff like that. Like, I enjoy the slow burn of all that. So that's why I sometimes think that I could, but I don't know. I wouldn't be able to train and stuff until Zach and Alex were older because I don't have the free.
Yeah, it's a time commitment for sure, and you can't miss it. Like this year, I missed a lot of runs, partially because I was busy and partially because I was lazy. And like I felt it, like I was like, oh yeah, you can't just like half-ass your training and then go run a marathon. You can, but it's not going to be, you know, what you're used to. It's kind of a good humbling reminder.
Maybe in 3 years.
Yeah,
because now I've been doing my longer walks, my 6 miles. Because I used to do an 11 mile walk every Sunday, but I'm just doing about 6 miles. But I take Alex with me, and I take him in the Ergo, so it's like walking with a 10 pound weighted vest. But
that's intense. That was really fucking intense. Yeah,
that's pretty badass. Like, do you feel that the next day? I would imagine, like, you know, your chest and like everything's kind of getting a workout.
The first couple of times that I did it. I felt it in my shoulders, and then once I kind of adjusted the Ergo carrier, and then I haven't really felt it. Although I will say that my abs, where they ripped, I didn't realize how much I use my abs for that. That's what hurts after I do that.
Yeah.
But even those, because I've been doing a lot of the I did the 21 Day Fix Extreme, and I did some Pure Barre videos, and I've been walking a lot, and I finally, like, all those things have become easy now over the last week. Uh-huh. So I feel like I'm finally getting back into shape.
That's awesome.
Good.
And even my abs, although they do hurt where they, because they're still like kind of split, I, even that where it hurts feels smaller.
So you can feel that they are healing, starting to.
Yeah, they're starting to heal. They're definitely not totally healed, because there are just times I'll randomly like get a stab of pain. I'm like, oh, that's right, those hurt. But it's a smaller area.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Slow but steady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if you like, because I started out just running like, really my first run was like 12 minutes long. And then I did a 4-mile race. I may have told this story on the podcast before, but basically like I did like a 4-mile race, which is a weird distance. But like, then I did like a 5K, which is actually shorter. And then like once I did 5K, it was like, oh, I should try for a 10K. And I thought that was just like this amazing thing, which it was. It's like a great distance, but trained for that. And then after that, like I saw these women at that race who were doing half marathons, and they were just so fucking badass. And so then you think like, maybe I could do that. And then just like little by little, you know, you can just do more and more.
Yeah.
So if you want to do it, you should do it. I heard the marathon in Raleigh is really hard.
Well, you could talk to Mike about it, because he ran it in November when he stayed here. But
right.
And he ran Big Sur. And Tim took him to the starting line. But
and Tim took him to the starting line, but I never saw him.
It's so random.
He left. He didn't stick around the finish line.
No, and he has a really funny story, but I'll let him tell it. Hold on. Let me read the text, and then I will just leave it at that. Hold on.
It's too bad that we didn't meet, like, before, like, I don't know. I sort of knew that he was going to be here. Obviously, we had talked about it, but it didn't occur to me to, like, reach out and, like, meet up, because there was just so much going on. But, like, had we, then we could have, like, gone to the race together. He could have joined our group of people, and then we could have, like, hung out at the end. Because I get it if you're, like, by yourself and you're at the finish line, and then it's like, okay, well, I'm going to go now.
Yeah, it's like, okay, done. I'll just take my power bar and go thing.
Here's my medal. But, yeah, so I got this random text. Oh, did I mention there was a guy trying to look up my shorts on the bus?
How does that even happen? Were they lying on the floor? Like, how?
Well, I got the story, but it's not my story to tell. But it does end with, admittedly, comma, I was flattered.
Nice.
Sorry, Mike, if I wasn't supposed to tell that story. But I didn't tell the story. I just told the opening and the closing.
Oh.
Anyway, though, the Raleigh Marathon is hard because we have a lot of hills.
So I've heard, yeah.
And it's street hills, too. So it's not even, at least from what I can imagine, from what I've seen the course, and I've run and walked on parts of the course before. So, but yeah, we got a lot of hills. But
Well, what you could do, just something to consider. At the beginning of March every year is the Napa Marathon, which is all downhill.
Ooh.
Oh. Whoa.
So
no, let's not get too crazy here.
Downhill right into a freaking vat of wine.
Yeah.
I could imagine
that. I could do that.
That's everybody PRs on that.
It's a Boston qualifying marathon.
Oh, wow. So they're literally qualifying while they're sprinting downhill towards a wine.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I had my anniversary this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice. We did a lot of house stuff, but went to brunch. And then Zach has become friends with the little girl next door.
Oh, cute.
And so she's been over for the last like week or so. And, you know, I've been out there, and Zach's, you know, that's my mommy and blah, blah, blah. And Jay was cleaning out the garage, and he went into like the house, and he came out of the house, and the little girl was like, said something about Jay, and Zach goes, oh, that's just my dad.
Oh, Jay.
Jay was like, damn, not even a daddy or
not even a daddy-o, like nothing.
It was really funny. And then today I was doing the Pure Bar video, so I let him watch Cat in the Hat.
Hi, Frank.
Hello.
What did you bring? And why didn't you bring some for the rest of the class?
Hello.
You're unmuted now.
I'm unmuted. She muted me.
Yeah, she's trying to silence
you. Is this for Shandy? Do you want one?
Yes, please. Depends on what it is.
Ooh, that looks
and
so sad.
We were just talking chips. About how you ran your first marathon.
Oh yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah,
congratulations.
It was nice.
Oh, you okay. Can't hear them actually. They said congratulations.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's thank true. You. Hello, I'm like chatting with you like you can hear me, and I know that you can't.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Awesome.
I did not run a marathon this weekend, so, you know.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, I'm not going to agree with you. Yeah, but now it's painful.
I bet. Ice and heating packs for you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, you know, you're limping when you walk. And yeah, you walk like you're 85 years old. Oh. Maybe. It's like you can see what will happen in 40 years. You know, it's really nice.
It's a good reminder to keep staying
yeah,
in shape.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay, I have to go because I'm cooking and I have a beer waiting for me. Good to see you.
It was really good beer. That's okay.
Thanks for stopping by.
It was pretty easy. Good to see you. Bye bye.
Interlude.
That's quite all right.
I muted him when he, like, came in. He like came in quietly to bring me chips and sausage, and I muted it and then realized that he was like, oh, I'll unmute so you can, anyway, whatever, you just lived the whole experience too, so never mind, I don't need to retell it.
It was great.
I can't wait to relive it when I edit.
Yep.
And then relive it again when you get to this part of me retelling him.
So Zachy has a friend. He's not that into dad, not that impressed.
Not just my impressed. Dad. The other story wasn't really that exciting. It was
the
about...
heart, the pumping of the heart.
Yeah, so he was watching the Cat Hat and just shouting random facts. Like, Mommy, we have pumps to our heart. It changes the blood. Mommy, did you know that we have bones? Mommy. So the Cat in the Hat takes them on adventures and teaches them shit. It's kind of like the magic school bus, but not inside of the body.
Mm. And I didn't realize that that's what the Cat in the Hat did. I mean, yeah. It's PBS, it's on our schedule, like, I can tell you when it airs. But, yeah, I didn't realize it was so...
You're talking about the cartoon one with Martin Short, right? Because the Mike Myers one,
yeah, definitely... I'm talking about the cartoon one.
Okay, because, yeah, the Mike Myers one, definitely not appropriate for children.
No.
Lots of sex jokes in the first, like, 10 minutes. Zach was like, I don't like this. And I was like... Good.
Good. So, does Martin Short do the voice of Cat in the Hat? Mm-hmm. I always thought it sounded familiar.
It is. Mm. I want to go on an adventure. The thingamajigger is up and away. Go on an adventure.
Well, and like Taryn Killam from SNL is the voice of Nature Cat. And Kate McKinnon is also a character on Nature Cat.
I didn't know that, but I know that everyone and their mom has a voice in the new Darkwing Duck.
That's true. David Tennant is Scrooge McDuck, I believe.
And Bobby Moynihan. And like,
who's also a nature cat.
That's so funny. There's
apparently
a gazillion.
Very prolific character actor. Yeah,
apparently. there's like a gazillion people in the new Darkwing Duck, if you look at the IMDb for it.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of DuckTales.
That's what I meant too. I'm looking, we have the Darkwing Duck statue here, and I'm literally looking at it right now, and that's why I'm saying that.
That's okay. I was with you until I was like, wait a minute.
DuckTales.
I mean, it's all kind of the same pool, same pond, as it were.
Yeah. But anyway, cool. I don't know. Amanda, do you have anything you'd like to share with the class?
What did I do? Went to the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens this weekend. It was very nice. They had the Cherry Blossom Festival without the cherry blossoms, so that was cool.
Yeah, my parents said everything was blooming later this year.
Yeah, I think just because winter has been such a bear and the ground is still so cold that everything has kind of been pushed back. But, you know, when all these things get planned, you can't predict the weather that far out. But it was still a lovely day and there was lots of cosplay. Yeah, it was fun.
Cosplay for what?
Yeah, I guess the Cherry Blossom Festival. It's a like a celebration of like Japanese culture. It has a name which is escaping me, and I think even if I did know it, I'd probably butcher the pronunciation. So they had like a big stage where they were doing, you know, different shows and different demonstrations, and lots of people in kimonos. There was a guy dressed up like Jack Sparrow. I don't know, just cause.
Ooh, that's fun.
Cool.
But yeah, it was nice.
Cool.
But pretty, yeah. Low key weekend for me.
Low key. One other thing I wanted to mention before we get into everything else was we had talked about a couple of weeks ago doing a day of Broadsgiving.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And since it's May 1st, I didn't know if we wanted to make May the month of Broadsgiving and just see if everyone can do something along that theme this month and then kind of like report back, like whether you make a donation to something or.
Yes.
Yeah.
participate in something giving.
I love it.
Yeah.
We can have like a thread where people write what they did.
Yeah. Or email it in and we'll read it.
Or email it in.
And we'll save it all for the first episode in June and talk about it then.
Love it.
Yeah. I like it.
Yes.
All right. So the month of Broadsgiving commences.
Broadsgiving.
Now, gong.
I like it. Facey back?
Facey back. Before we do Facey back, because I know we have a shitload of it, we're going to do Boink next week because Shandy ran a marathon this week. So everybody has another week to watch that. But
Sorry, guys.
No, it's cool. Did you guys see that Facebook is doing a dating feature now?
No.
Yes.
I did not see that.
Crazy.
Yep. And we've all seen just how well Facebook knows your interests. Like, can you imagine the kinds of crazy pairings they could come up with?
Right. It's actually probably not the worst idea ever.
They have to capitalize on that.
Right. They could actually probably pair you off pretty well.
let's use this data to grow, fertilize relationships.
For right.
Keep you connected. I'm surprised it took this long, actually.
Me
especially
too.
Given the fact that wasn't Facebook invented to like rate women's attractiveness.
I think there was a component of that in the origin story.
Yeah. Oh, Facebook, I love you. I love you. But I do also hate you.
I hate you, but I love you. I love you. So Zuckerberg told software developers at their annual F8 conference that a dating service would be a natural fit for the company. So they are planning to add a feature that's going to launch soon. It's going to be optional to opt into it. And it would be for finding long-term relationships, not just hookups.
Cool.
I mean, as if they, like... I'm sorry, that's dumb.
I know, you can't really control that.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, it also, I feel like there's like a judgment value that's sort of inserted into that also. Like somehow a long term, you know, like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's more valuable or something, which, whatever. Anyway. Yeah.
Oh, I think, I don't know, I think that it could be interesting and.
Set up an account just to see how it goes.
Yeah, pretty much. Because could you imagine if I set up an account and anyone that didn't know I was doing it for podcast research purposes would be, and it was, you know, it would show up on like my wall, like Colleen boinked this person's.
Well, but that also raises an interesting question of how much of that feeds into your newsfeed. And how much, you know, because I would imagine most people, like the whole draw of an online dating site is that there is some
kind of
privacy and that,
yeah,
and that like your friends don't necessarily know who and how many people you're talking to.
Yeah.
So it's like, how does that work?
My guess is probably like similar to Marketplace where it doesn't show, because I've, you know, been giving away stuff on Marketplace. And once you kind of like, you know, mark something as sold or, you know, pending pickup or whatever, all the other like inquiries on it kind of disappear. And once it's marked as sold, like the conversation with that person disappears. So I'm wondering if there's like an interested, not interested, and you can like kind of block somebody, and it doesn't show your activity in the marketplace, doesn't show up on your Facebook feed itself. And since it's optional, I'm wondering if it would just be a separate platform within the platform.
That would be my thought. Yeah. I guess we'll see.
I know. Andy, get on this.
Seriously, Andy, you can be our reporter on the street.
Yes.
Yes.
We do. Yeah, we need a...
And JP. JP likes that stuff. We've got two reporters. We need a female reporter. We got two dudes. Anybody would like to volunteer to be our Facebook dating app reporter on the street, send us an email to broadcasters3@gmail.com. But females only.
Unless our two male candidates
are like, no.
Decide they don't want to do it. They don't grant consent. Yes.
No tequila for them.
No tequila for them.
All right. Let's get into some feedback because we have a lot of it again. First off, this goes back to the Hey Friend episode where I talked about the Easter Bunny stuff. Mike says, first, why are teens getting stuff from the Easter Bunny? Second, the inside thing must be a Long Island thing because we always did it outside in New Jersey. That's what she said. And finally, we always use plastic eggs. First of all, fuck you very much. I don't think that there's an age limit on the Easter Bunny. By your faces, it appears that neither of you agree. But you know something? I don't care. I have been judged enough for my possible thieving ways. And you guys aren't going to bring me down.
I don't have a strong opinion either way. I think if people want to give family members or their children or something gifts,
a little Easter basket. My mother-in-law still gives us all, well, now she gives it to just like Zach, but like she still gives us little, like, here's a thing of candy that you like, you know, as like a makeshift Easter basket.
That's true.
I don't have to believe in the Easter Bunny to get the basket for the spirit of Easter.
Right. I got a small flower from my aunt for Easter this year, and I just got so freaking excited because I wasn't expecting it, and it completely made my day. So
there we go.
So I think if you want to give someone a nice little trinket or something on Easter, like, who are we to judge?
Exactly. Sure. I mean, I think the actual weird part is that we lie to our kids and tell them that an Easter bunny is bringing them stuff.
Instead of like, I went to the store and bought this for you and wrapped it and I'm giving it to you.
Jesus died and then 3 days later...
The Easter bunny came.
Came out from the dead.
Bring you a chocolate egg.
Right, because that's not hard enough to believe already. So then we're going to throw on like a live Easter bunny jumping around with chocolate.
I know that there's a really bad joke in here about Easter bunnies or bunnies multiplying like rabbits just like Catholics do, but I won't make it.
Oh, I was thinking Easter, spring. Okay, makes sense. I was not thinking the Catholic route.
Well, yeah.
Whatever, that's fine. Do your thing.
Matt says that his mom still gives him candy for Easter. Mandy said my parents gave my brother and I new towels for Easter and said that we need to learn the real meaning of Easter. That was the last year that the Easter Bunny came.
Oh, yes. This is when I asked her if it was like a reference to Saint Veronica. Because like what?
Which towels, I was like, Shannon, dropping the Saint Veronica reference. I loved it.
I still don't know who that is.
So she. Okay. Do you want me to explain it or do you want to explain
it? I was just going to say, I only know because I studied art history for a lot of years.
So, and I'm hoping I'm thinking of the same saint that you are. When Jesus was like carrying the cross or whatever, he like at one point stumbled down and this woman, Veronica, was kind enough to wipe his face. And then supposedly later on, his face like appeared on the towel.
Growing up Lutheran, I didn't know anything about the saints ever until I like majored in art history. And of course, then you learn a lot because of Western art history.
Right.
And they're fascinating because in paintings, like, usually the saints are depicted how they were martyred. I guess Saint Veronica, that's not the case because she wasn't martyred with the towel. But anyway.
I'm sorry,
never mind there. But you can always pick her out. And it's just funny the way that it's always depicted, because it's like, it'll be like a cloth, like a towel or something, but then just with like this picture perfect Jesus face. So good job, Veronica. Yeah.
You know,
anyway, I am not the art historian in the group.
I'm not either. I just
I lay no claim to that.
I'm not a historian either. I had a book and I loved that book. It was a book of different saints for children.
Oh yeah.
And I read that like all of the time growing up. I thought that it was just so cool, all the stories in there. And it was a little kid's book, and I think there were two parts of it, but that's how I learned about Saint Veronica. But
I love, like, I think it's super fascinating. Like, I think the Catholics did a really good job of like merging like pagan faiths and sort of overtaking it with,
well, they've been doing it the longest.
Right, exactly. And like the saints are, for me, are just like the most sort of flagrant example of that. But they're fascinating, and I love the stories.
I love the stories of the saints in the Catholic Church. I really do. And you are right, though, because I think Well, both of you, actually, because neither of you grew with Catholic. That's one of the main differences, right? Where you guys don't,
we don't
pray to the different saints or whatever. It's like,
there's the one God.
Yeah, right. The saints and the crucifix versus the cross.
Right, right.
Wait, crucifix versus the cross?
So Catholics,
we have Jesus
appears on the cross, where Protestants, it's just the symbol of the cross.
Yeah.
And also how we interpret communion is different.
Yeah. You guys don't do the body of Christ, right?
Yeah. It's, we think of it as, it's a spiritual, it's a representation. It's not the physical.
Right. And Catholics believe it's the physical host. But yeah.
So the church I grew up in believes that it's the true body and blood of Christ.
Well, to be fair, within Protestant, it's a moving scale. Some get you closer to Catholicism and some get you very far away from it. I grew up Congregationalist, which is, I feel like, pretty
mm-hmm. And the other thing with away. The Catholics is we're very big on the Blessed Mother. We have shrines.
Yes, yeah. Again, one God for the Lutherans.
Okay, no, we have like shrines, and we pray to her, and we say the rosary, which, again, I keep
under my rosary.
Pillow. We do like that about Catholicism, that like they do, that's kind of feminist. In a way, grain of salt, because there is a lot of other issues that.
I was going to say, in so much as like being one of the foundations of setting up the Madonna versus the Madonna or the whore dichotomy, in so much as that.
Well, exactly. Not a perfect comparison. Let me be clear. But I do like that part, that like there is so much reverie towards the mother.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, if you go back into like some of the agnostic gospels that like were, you know, they chose not to keep in the Bible. Like there are interpretations where women are equally as important as men. And that's,
I wonder
why that got axed.
Oh, boy. And that's our show, everybody. We talked about religion. The religion
delicious
episode.
Beer. This Juana Mango is delicious.
But you get a lot more characters in Catholicism and a lot more pomp and circumstance. I do kind of like that. The incense, like the show of it all, I can really appreciate. Also no purgatory, though, in the Lutheran, in the like Protestant.
Well, that's because we got a whole lot of things.
No confession. Less guilt, maybe, but some guilt still.
We got a lot of the guilt.
Yeah, the congregation.
I mean, that's why you have purgatory and confession.
Everybody gets in heaven. Yeah, like,
you guys get a lot of chances. If you don't,
everybody gets in.
Yeah, if you don't take advantage of any of these chances, you deserve hell.
I have some friends whose parents are Presbyterian pastors, and they don't preach about it. Like, they don't believe in hell. It's like, God, that's so fucking refreshing.
Jay and I were just talking about that last week, like heaven and hell and stuff. That's it. That's all I got. Like, funny
cool story, Hansel.
Anyway, Carol said, all my kids get Easter baskets, even my married daughter and husband, and we still do an Easter egg hunt. It doesn't cost me much time or money, but they still enjoy the fun and competition of an egg hunt, and they certainly enjoy the candy. Each kid just finds 10 candy-filled eggs as a tradition more than anything else. And plus, they get a basket full of their favorite candy. I'm sure it will change once they're all out of the house and all married. But for now, it's fun, and my married daughter and husband and her husband just spend the night before Easter with us, so the next morning we can all go to church and brunch together. I like that.
That is nice.
And then sleepover.
Oh, and then I guess we talked about margaritas, too, because Matt said, bring on the margaritas. What a great way to spend a Saturday other than searching for balls. They really don't control the flow of that.
I think that's actually how we got on the tequila conversation, because you had said that you had a...
I had a margarita at dinner last week, and it was horrible.
That,
and
yeah, that wasn't very good.
Oh, hey, so totally off topic side note, I decided that I'm going to do the marina, but I have to wait till May 30th, because my doctor is apparently super booked, and that was the first appointment she had. So,
I don't know what that is.
For the IUD, the birth control. I just thought I would throw that in here now. Because they really don't control the flow of that, and that reminded me of period.
That's right.
So there's that.
Good. That was a good segue. I liked it.
Yeah. Nobody got it, but...
It was not the most random segue we've had tonight. So.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
We just didn't know the name of them. Yeah. Otherwise, we would have been right there with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
JP said, what I learned from this episode, Jewish kids can skip ahead to the 28-minute mark and never shake hands with Shandy if you find her alone in a cabin because she has poop on her hands. regarding the school nurse stuff, Mandy said, schools don't check for lice anymore. I found that out the hard way. And Dennis said, my niece is a school nurse in New York and tells me how they can still administer prescription drugs to students with a doctor's note and parental authorization. And then we have some feedback about leaving the baby in the car. Dennis said it's illegal in New York State to leave your car running unattended with or without a baby inside. I didn't know that, mm-hmm. just to leave your car running in general. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's just smart to not do that because, you know, people that steal things like cable and makeup might also be around to steal your car.
Yeah, also it's wasteful.
Yes. And then Manny said, you never leave a baby or child in the car. I would have called the police in a heartbeat. Today, I went to Walgreens to pick up pictures and because, you know, I got all these frames now. And Zach was like, it was right when they opened. The parking lot was empty. And Zach was like, can I stay in the car? And I was like, I thought about it for a second. I was like, I can see you from the photo counter. And then I was like, no, you know what? I don't want to get arrested. And I was like, no. And he goes, can I stay in the car? I said, no, mommy doesn't want to go to jail. And he was like, you can go to jail. So I think that might put an end to the line of questioning of him always saying, can I stay in the car?
Dealing with it head on.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said. Speaking of, we've got some That's What She Said from our Boink episode from Matt. How did you come together? I hope that guy doesn't make it anywhere. The orgy is still TBD, but I'm counting nothing out, and I could have just popped him out at home. John pointed out, so I turn on the all-new episode of the broadcast for my commute to work today, and I realized something. All the lyrics of the theme song are sung by males, and the music is played by a male. How can this be in this day and age? Love the show. I've actually thought that a lot of times over the last year or and a half. But then I think about how lazy I am to not do a new one. And I'm like, oh, well, nobody's noticed. And I literally had that thought like a month ago. Oh, no, nobody's noticed. And then John pointed that out. So
I know. I'm really so lazy.
Well, and we don't. If anyone has any cute, like, little girls that want to say it, we can add it in.
Vagina.
Oh, wait, that's not what Zach said.
maybe another line from the
song. Zach would be like, China.
I like that. China.
Was kind of hoping that nobody would ever call us out on that.
But I really do love our theme song.
I know.
And like,
I mean, Jay's an ally.
Are any of us gonna? Exactly.
Right. I don't play music well enough to do it.
Maybe at some point we'll get around to it, but I like our theme song, so there we go. And then finally, from last week, we had some consent about our tequila shots. JP gave his consent.
He can revoke it and change his mind at any time.
You can revoke it and change his mind at any time. Matt says, to help support other female created media, I finished Michelle McNamara's I'll Be Gone in the Dark. This book has obviously gotten a lot of press since its subject, the Golden State Killer, who was involved in dozens of rapes and at least 10 murders, was recently captured thanks to DNA evidence. Really good, although I can't help but wonder what this book would have been like had she lived to complete it. Also, I've only seen the premiere of Handmaid's Tale, and judging by that, there's no sign of a sophomore slump here.
Nice.
Yeah. So as everybody knows, I love true crime stuff and true crime podcasts. And when the Golden State Killer, a.k.a. the East Area Rapist, a.k.a. The original Night Stalker, a.k.a. the, what is it now, the Vizanti Ransacker, like all the different names, the Chinese Knot, the Love Knot Killer, whatever it was called, like, I was super, super excited about this and got lost down the rabbit hole. And I pulled up old podcasts I listened to about it and new ones that came out. And that's how I spent my Friday. I was like super excited. But the Michelle McNamara thing, it was so tragic when she died that you couldn't help but feel like just terrible for Patton Oswalt and what he's must be feeling right now. Like just... No, she was so obsessed with finding it and like...
I think it's interesting because I'm kind of late to the whole like true crime thing. So like I remember, you know, seeing the headlines when she died, but not knowing her as anything other than Patton Oswalt's wife and sort of coming to learn about like the Golden State Killer and like her book and stuff after the fact. I just think there's some poetic karma or something that he's found like as he's doing the book tour and after the book's come out and like she's kind of getting her due for what she did to like help the case along. So I think there is, you know, it kind of is like she's there in a way.
I totally cried when I read his tweets like, Michelle, I hope you found him, and like I was like I think that she did.
Yeah. But I super want to read the book.
Yeah. If you've ever heard the phone calls that he left for his victims, because some of them were more recent, they are creepy as fuck. I re-listened to one on Friday and I had to stop it in the middle of it because I was like, I'm in broad daylight in the middle of my neighborhood and I really am creeped out that I feel like somebody's going to come and kill me. So like I couldn't even listen to it.
Bringing it up just sent it like a huge shiver just up my spine.
He's just like, he's breathing heavy and he's like, gonna kill you. Gonna kill you.
Oh, stop. Yeah. Oh, stop.
And it's like really. Yeah, it's really creepy. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to check the book out, too, when I go back to work, ironically, because I'll go back in my slow season.
So perhaps that'll be part of the broadcast book club, if we ever get that off the ground.
Maggie said, Boink was fun. I watched it after two episodes of The Handmaid's Tale, so it made me laugh, which was good. Matt says, that's what she says of the episode. Let's take a deep breath and dive in. It brought me the most joy to give. I was so glad I could give it to you. That was about the bathroom book. And unfortunately, he got kind of injured at the very end. And so it's just like, oh my God, is it even going to happen? And it did. It was a little painful. We heard him say it. And then there's like three of them, so they're up for grabs. Nice. And that gets us through all of our 25 minutes of Facey Pack. all right. And we've got some shemales. We've got the broadcast players, voicemails, an update from Andy. So I'm going to finish this show strong, guys. So let's start with an email from Joanne. Let's bring back the broadcast players. What?
Hooray!
And we totally sign rules off air. So Shandy's going to be the narrator. Amanda's going to be Joanne. And I'm going to be Emma.
Okay, so Joanne says, the following is abbreviated but true. There are two acts and four parts. Joanne, after several days of meetings, is relaxing at the Oklahoma City Courtyard Bar, as exciting as that sounds, with a couple of glasses of wine and a Maker's Mark drink.
Nice, good choice. Internal voice. That Maker's Mark drink is tasty. So I think I'll get one more and take it back to my room.
Joanne leaves her table and starts out of the lounge. Emma's at the next table.
Hi, you want to chat?
Internal voice. I am so drunk. Maybe sitting here and finishing my last drink would be a good idea. External voice. Okay, I'm Joanne.
Hi, I'm Emma.
There was then a 15-minute chit-chat summarized as...
I am an attorney from Tulsa attending a mediation training course. I am married with no kids.
I have 2 kids and will be a grandmother in the next few weeks.
And she was!
And she was, yeah. Sorry, back in character. I work for NASA on a program that saves money and time when the federal government buys IT.
Well, that is cool. I used to work for the Tulsa government. You can find out why I no longer work there by Googling Emma Tulsa attorney.
Internal voice. Sure. Like I'm going to Google that. External voice. Okay.
Want to share some secrets?
Internal voice, not on your life.
My lover had to leave this morning. We were together for a couple of days. He is married with kids. We would have gotten together on trips for... We have gotten together on trips for a couple of years now.
Internal voice, TMI.
Oh, and I have another lover?
Still internal voice, I do not judge your lovers. I do judge telling a stranger the story. External voice. Okay. I really have no similar secrets to share.
Time shift to a couple of weeks later.
Oh, keep going.
Still me. Joanne is with her daughter, Katie, in the hospital waiting for the birth of Quinn, Joanne's first grandchild.
You would not believe this interaction.
Joanne relates the Emma/lover's story.
And Emma mentioned that I could find her story by Googling Emma Tulsa attorney.
So did you Google her?
No, it seemed too weird and random.
Joanne, I totally Googled her when you first sent this email. Maybe she killed someone.
Katie then goes to her phone.
Oh my God, she killed someone!
Joanne looks at the phone.
Yeah, that is her. Wow, she was convicted of vehicular manslaughter after killing a pedestrian. Her alcohol limit was almost twice the legal limit.
End scene. What more can one say, Joanne?
Okay, so I totally Googled this bitch.
Oh my God, tell us everything.
Okay, so there's a pretty incredible mugshot that screams twice the legal limit, but, and I won't say her full name, Department of Human Services attorney charged after a pedestrian was struck and killed. So she was charged with manslaughter and DUI after she struck and killed a 26-year-old in an auto pedestrian accident in August 2017.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
So that's crazy.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, that's insane.
Yep.
And they met at a bar, so clearly
she didn't learn her lesson. Well, it's not even a lesson, because addiction is a serious problem, actually. But I would think that manslaughter is rock bottom, but I guess she's got to figure that out herself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that too judgmental?
No. I mean, a 26-year-old person is no longer alive because of her, so.
Joanne just has a face that people talk to and share secrets with. Yes. All right. Also, if anybody else wants to shoot us some broadcast players stuff, we have been dying to bring them back. TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com. All right. Bring on Maggie Meg.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Maggie. I guess Maggie the Magnificent. Thank you for my nickname. I love it. I have 2 comments. The last movie I watched for the name of my vagina would be Ready Player One. That one was good. And my other comment comment was for Ro with seeing the baby in the car and not wanting to call CPS. As someone who has, who does child abuse and neglect training every year and has tried to call CPS, if he's, has had to call CPS, I think, 3 times, if you're concerned, call. You do not know how many other people have been concerned. You don't know that this parent doesn't do this every day, leaving their kid in the car. Hopefully they don't, but if they do, they need some help. And another thing I have to do in my job is every year we have to explain what CPS does, and CPS does not always take kids away. They only take kids away in really dangerous situations. In the 3 times that I have called CPS, I know twice that they have at least gone to the home and done something. I don't know if that's because my call was enough that they needed to, or if they got other calls. You know, if they get 3 or 4 calls about a family, they're going to go check it out. If they get one, well, depending on the severity, they might not. So if you're ever in doubt, call CPS. I don't know. It would be kind of difficult to do it on a car, I guess, because you don't know. I think they ask you, like, where the kids live and where they live and stuff. But, yeah. So that is my feedback for that, and I will talk to you ladies later. Bye-bye!
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 Well, then, I guess Ready Player One says that you better be safe than sorry.
No, that's a really good point, though. Lots of things that I definitely didn't think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we've got one more voicemail to play from Desiree. We need a nickname for Desiree.
Mm-hmm.
The Hitchhiker's Daughter. We'll get there. We'll workshop it.
The Darling Desiree. The darling, Dashing.
The Darling Desiree. We'll workshop it. We'll figure it out. Desiree is one of the original Raleigh players. I miss Desiree coming to Raleigh. I think it was only 2 or 3 years ago that she stopped coming. So Desiree, I hope that you can get back here someday. Anyway, yeah, I miss you, Des. I miss you so much. All right, let's hear what she's got to say. Hopefully this is not too long. That's what she said.
Hey, Amanda, Colleen, and Shandy. This is Des. Just calling to leave some feedback on some things you've been talking about the past few episodes. As for the stealing the makeup thing, in my opinion, it's not stealing. The store has a policy where they accept returns. It seems like they don't have a condition on the return where it has to be unused or unopened, and that's the store's choice to accept goods that have been opened and used. So the store has, you know, that's their choice to assume any loss for returns that are open or used. So it doesn't matter really what your intent was. The store will accept it. So that's on them. They want to prevent that kind of loss for those kind of returns on open and used products. They should change their return policy to only return items that are unopened or unused. So, not stealing, in my opinion. I was also calling about the email that you had a few episodes ago about the baby being left in the car. I don't understand why anyone would leave their baby alone in the car. But if you do run across that situation and you're not sure about calling the police, I would check your state law before calling the police, because I know every state varies. Yeah. Every state varies in their laws. In the state of Florida, as of right now, they're looking at actually changing this, but as of right now, a child over the age of 6 can be left in a car for an indefinite amount of time. There's really no law. Once a child's over 6, they're considered you know, like an adult passenger where they can be left in the car. If a child is under the age of 6, they can be left in a car as long as it is not running for up to 15 minutes legally, as long as their health is not in danger. Of course, in the state of Florida, you know, it routinely gets above 100 degrees Fahrenheit, which means that a closed up car without the AC running is going to be basically a death sentence for a child for in a 15-minute situation. So in that case, in the state of Florida, in the summertime, you can call the cops if they've been in there 1 minute, because that car has probably already reached an internal temperature of over 100 degrees. But like I said, I would check the state laws before calling the police just to make sure that they are violating the law. I think they're working on changing the law here in Florida. I don't know what they're changing it to. I haven't seen any information about that, but I am hoping that they're going to make it so you cannot leave a child under the age of 6 in a car, especially without the AC running for any amount of time. Anyways, just thought that might be helpful for anybody who comes across that in the future. I did have an incident once where I had that situation when I was in high school. I volunteered at a museum. I lived in Virginia. I don't know what the state law is there or what it was at the time, but I was going in for my volunteer shift, and I saw a car with two little ones in it, strapped in the car seats. One was a baby, an infant, the other was a toddler. And when I went in, I told the manager on duty, who was at the front desk, that somebody left two small children in the car. She went outside, checked on it, saw the children, had an employee stay there with the vehicle, and then got on the PA system and said, if your vehicle is this, please come to the front desk. When this mother came to the front desk, the manager said, you know your children are left in the car, right? And she said, oh, I was just kind of getting a look around. And the manager said, yeah, I sold you your ticket half an hour ago. You've been in there half an hour. Your children have been, you know, locked in the car for half an hour on their own. She said, I'm going to have to ask you to leave now. And the lady's like, well, I was just looking around. The manager said, you're going to have to leave or I'm going to call the police and report you for child neglect. And the lady left. So, yeah, that's my experience with it. It was crazy. But, you know, people do some crazy shit. Anyways, love listening to the show. Sometimes it's hard not to talk back to the episode when you guys are talking. Sometimes it's hard to listen to the episode because it's just, I don't know, I have so many opinions. I try to keep most of them to myself, you know, because anyways, I guess I'll talk to you guys later. Love you guys. Love the show. Bye.
Oh my God. Now it's a good thing that we didn't have the Michelle Wolf discussion. Otherwise, Desiree just would have lost her mind. Well, oh my God. That is fucking crazy, though. And I think there is literally nothing else to say to that story. So,
you know,
yeah. We have three more emails we can get through real quick. The first one is from Riley, and this is feedback about the theft stuff. I love you guys, but you're a bunch of thieves. It's comical listening to you justify yourselves. I agree with Shandy Pants. If you buy something with the intent to use it and take it back, that's stealing. Also, read the fine print on logging in and signing into other people's accounts. That's stealing too. I've stolen stuff in my youth, and I still use other people's logins. I know I'm stealing, but I don't make excuses for it. It is what it is. Another topic: can you guys tell old embarrassing dating stories, Riley? I'm like so over this topic.
I know. I took this email like I was assuming that Riley was being sarcastic, right? Because I said so many times in the last episode that that wasn't stealing, and then Riley writes in and says that the exact opposite of what I was saying, attributing it to me. And because I said it so many times repeatedly, I just had to assume that, like, this is meant to be tongue-in-cheek and sarcastic and ironic.
It's definitely tongue-in-cheek because...
because clearly we weren't justifying anything and we also weren't stealing.
Well, maybe you know what, though? Maybe we have to think about how it comes across to people. Like, maybe it is coming across to people as we're justifying it. I feel like that
we're defining it.
I think we're trying to discuss it, but maybe it is. Well, maybe a discussion is coming across as justifying. I don't know, but I definitely opened up a floodgate, a dam that I would like to re-dam up because, well, you know, this blew up in my face.
Right. Well, and it also doesn't necessarily feel like a discussion anymore. I think we keep trying to push it in a direction of discussion and it just...
yeah, nobody's having it.
We keep coming back around to the same place, so it's fine. Pass judgment if you want, but we're gonna move on.
Yeah,
sure, definitely pass judgment, but don't put mouths in my words.
Don't put mouths in my words.
Mouths in your words. Episode title.
Yeah. A mantra to live by.
If there's anything that I hate, it's being misquoted.
I don't mind being misquoted if it makes me sound smarter. But yes, thank you, Riley. Yes, okay, fine. We're fucking thieves, everybody. Are you all happy now?
Happy?
You broken us. But we're broken.
But we're actually not, to Desiree's point.
Another topic, can you guys tell old embarrassing dating stories? Goodness. Okay, I need to like actually think on this because I love this question. And I want to open this up. Maybe this could be this spring's losing virginity topic.
Yeah, I like it.
I literally have zero. So sorry to disappoint, but
I feel like I have too many. I don't even know where to begin. And I feel like I need to brainstorm on it to make sure I'm telling the best ones.
I got stood up once going to a concert in Connecticut. I showed up at the person was supposed to pick me up and they never showed up. And then after like 45 minutes, I finally got through and was like, hey, where are you? And they ended up like, oh, no, I think they actually texted back like, sorry, I overslept. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. You're going to have to go yourself. And I had to drive to Connecticut to my friend Brian to his concert by myself, like after being stood up. It was really quite pathetic. I felt pathetic while it was happening. And when I'm really telling this story, I thought that it was going to be one of those stories that was funny in retrospect. And it's not. It's embarrassing, though. So old embarrassing dating stories. There you go. It was really embarrassing because, you know, I showed up at this concert with my friends. But of my friend's concert with my friends there. And was supposed to be bringing a date that I said I was bringing. And then I had to explain that, because I'm not a good liar, I had to explain that he overslept, air quotes,
right.
AKA stood me up. No, there we go. That's not funny embarrassing. That's just embarrassing. Amanda, save this with something funny embarrassing.
Trying to think. The first one that comes to mind, and I don't even think it's the best one. It's just the first one that comes to mind. I had like a online date, and it was like the first time we were going on a date, and this guy like texted himself into like being an hour and a half late.
What?
Yeah, like just kept sending these texts of like, oh, like my friend just got a divorce, and so I'm, you know, I'm giving them support, and I am coming, so, you know, that's what she said. you know, I'm so sorry. I'm on my way. And like an a-hole, I just like sat there in the cafe of the Barnes & Noble in Union Square. And I waited. They did eventually show up. And it was about as boring and awful a date as you would imagine of someone being an hour and a half late would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, was I around for that? I feel like this is familiar, very familiar story to me.
We might have been living together at that point. I was definitely in Astoria at that point.
Okay.
So whether it was with you or
your carpet bagging days.
I didn't really date while I was homeless. It's kind of hard when you're...
Why? Dudes do it all the time. time. Yeah.
When you don't have your own place to live.
Yeah. All right.
I'll have to think about it. I'll come back with some better ones for next week because I'm sure I have them. I my mind is a blank.
Listeners, you have to write in and save us right now.
Yeah.
So that way we can bring this up and think of better stories that we have. The broadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. We need to know your old embarrassing dating stories, please. All right. So we have an email from Andy. And we have an update from our friend, Alicia. So let's start with Andy this month and Andy's virginity, and then we'll get to Alicia. And then we will all go home and dream about the tequila shots that we're going to do together on El Cinco de Livo.
Yeah.
Okay, so this month in Andy's virginity, Andy writes in, "Hey, broads. So I go silent for a few weeks, and the broadcast gets engulfed in a massive debate of what constitutes theft." That and those incel douchebags rear their ugly misogynist heads again. Another reason I keep quiet about being a virgin, fear of getting lumped in with them. Guess it's time for an update and a reminder that while those guys suck, there are some sexually frustrated guys who aren't total dicks about it. No news on that front, but I haven't done any looking, so I shouldn't complain that much. A few weeks ago, I thought I might have caught the attention of a woman while I was playing trivia. As I was heading to the bathroom, she asked me what team I was on, and after that, I thought maybe she was showing interest in me. I couldn't work up the nerve to see if she actually was or if I was overreading it. I tend to see female interest in me with either confusion or skepticism instead of enthusiasm. Unless she comes back to that restaurant, I'll probably never see her again, so I guess it's best to see it as a sign that there's interest out there in me and take a chance on the next one. I guess that brings the total to 3 for it'll work out and I'll find someone versus the 4.5 million for I'm going to die alone because I can't figure it out.
And that's 3 in less than a year, though.
Yeah, yes. I think that's pretty decent.
If you build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. Thanks for the mention during your interview with the Boink creators. I was thinking of writing in, but since I'm still on a break from looking and I couldn't think of any questions outside of what I thought you would ask. In other news, I'll be attending 2 weddings this summer, going stag to both, of course. I've heard all about how weddings are good places for hookups, but obviously not in my experience, and I don't see myself as having my first time be a one-night stand anyway. Then again, I've really only been to about 2 weddings that weren't for friends of my parents or where I was a blood relative of at least half of those in attendance. I'm going to focus on having fun with my friends.
Good.
My mom saw the invitations and brought up me getting a girlfriend one of these days, to which I hemmed and hawed until we moved on to something else. I didn't tell her about my misadventures in dating. I'm taking a page from single parents by not mentioning anything until I get serious. She hasn't followed up on this yet, but it's only a matter of time before it comes up again. My sister's been dating a guy for 2 years now, and I wonder if they're thinking about future steps. I'll leave it there for now. I see we're approaching the 1-year anniversary of my first email, which was read on an episode released, ironically enough, on 6/9. So I don't know if there will be any big shakeups in my love life or lack thereof, but I'll let you know. Sidebar, when I tried to type wedding, I accidentally hit a neighboring key, leaving me briefly with wed dongs. Actually did his job. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
Andy, it was good to hear from you.
Yeah.
It was good to hear from you. And I will say, so that, like, the one thing that I did think of when I was reading that interaction with that woman at that restaurant is to maybe try not to see women always as like a potential date. Like, I think that is counterproductive and will get in the way, and just see them as people, and then you don't have to read into what every single interaction is.
Yeah, but and to a point, and I totally get where Andy is coming from, because I think when you are single for a long time, that's a really easy habit to fall into, and it's really hard to break, because I know that's definitely something that I probably did a lot as well when I was single, that like anytime you met someone that, you know, of the opposite sex or, you know, whatever you're into, the first thought was always, oh, maybe this will be something. So I get it. But Shandy, I do agree with you that I think the more you can sort of break yourself of that, that initial reaction, the happier you'd potentially be.
Agreed.
Cool. Shall we move on to the...
Please. But keep us posted, Andy. We've missed you. Okay.
We have. It's good to hear from you.
And we're going
to
finish up with an email from Alicia Friend.
We are. And the email is called, Hi, Friend. It's a friend again. I love it. Oh, it's so
oh my God. A friend. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. It, oh, my period. God. I didn't
it
even.
It works on so many levels. Oh, Alicia, I think we really are friends. You get me.
Oh my God, amazing.
I know. Okay. Hi, ladies. I've listened through episode 1.10, hashtag I'm with hers. Yeah, you are. And I've accumulated some comments. I don't really remember which episode each of these comments is in reference to. So in no particular order.
To save time, I will not... do this. I will not do the Colleen thing.
I was going to say, like, to be fair, we don't remember what right. episode, except for Colleen, we don't remember what episode they're in reference.
As we've established, but no, so we're not going to, I'm not, I'm not going to
do it. If you know what they are, maybe write them down in your notebook.
If I have to blurt it out, write it down instead. Okay, yeah. I'll do that.
And then maybe if it's particularly good and there's a good antidote that goes with it, like, then maybe we'll talk about it at the end.
Sure.
Okay. I don't want to deny you your bliss.
It's okay. Go. Just do it. Okay. Just do it.
Okay.
This is going to go great.
Yeah, this is going to be wonderful. Okay. The broken glass in the wine story had me dying laughing during my walk home from the grocery store. I'm sure I looked quite odd to anyone driving by. Colleen, I'm glad you are okay because that was hilarious. To live through that was also hilarious.
I freaked out pretty fucking good.
Yeah, one of my favorite moments. I told Daniel that story over the weekend because we put a bottle of wine in the freezer to cool it down.
And you were like, don't.
Leave it there for too long. Oh, and here we are doing the thing we said we weren't going to do.
That's okay. No, that's we're fine with that. Commentary is okay.
Okay. Next one. There was some brief discussion about expressing dogs' anal glands.
Hashtag shut up, Tim.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, man. I was a vet tech for 10 years, and I must say, expressing anal glands, oh, that never gets old saying aloud, is actually really satisfying. Kind of fun.
Sure.
Hands are gloved, so it's not too gross.
It's got to be like popping a pimple and like, for the totally. Pus to come out, right?
That's fair. Yeah. That is actually very satisfying.
Yeah, that is very satisfying. I had a facial this weekend, and she was like, I'm going to extract your black. I know. Every time I told Jay, I was like, don't forget to have my facial on Saturday. And he was like, I'll give you a facial, wink, wink. And I was just like, no, I have my facial on Saturday. And she extracted my blackheads, and I was like, man, I wish that she would just point them out so I could go and squeeze them out later.
So I could do it myself.
That's just as therapeutic as the facial.
Yep. You don't disagree. Oh, I've lost my place, guys. Somewhere around it was disgusting and gross, but it was fun.
The smell.
Satisfying.
The smell is horrendous, but it is seriously really satisfying.
Okay, I think seriously satisfying has just become a contender for episode title.
Yep. I may or may not be really proud of the time that I was expressing some anal glands. Again, never gets old to say aloud. And they shot across the room and hit the back of the computer that was about 10 feet away.
Ah!
Badge of honor. Oh, dear God.
Hats off to you.
Yeah. But not gloves. I'd like to keep
not
those
gloves,
on.
Gloves my on, own, hats off.
Yeah, my own.
Hats off, gloves on, glasses off.
Gloves on.
Lights off. Lights off.
Hair up.
Bathed in Purell. During one of your numerous conversations about Squatty Potty. Oh, yes, those days.
Oh, my God.
Now, And no, I haven't bought one yet. Someone wrote in to say that it also helps with tampon insertion, which made me think about menstrual cups. You guys may have already mentioned this in an episode that I haven't gotten to yet. Just wait. But have you guys tried menstrual cups? What are these menstrual cups of which you speak? I first used one about 8 years ago, and it was life-changing. Tampons never really worked for me, always leaked. Once I got past the learning curve of the menstrual cup, I never looked back. Ugh.
Yes, Alicia. If you are listening to this in sequential order, you have already heard that not only is Shandy a Thinks fan, we've also had listeners writing about the Diva Cup. And we have referral codes for the Thinks panties. So,
yes, Alicia, you get us. You
she
just
really
get
does.
Us.
This is amazing.
Yes.
All right, next one. Also, during Squatty Potty Talk, there was mention of the book Everybody Poops being read to a fourth grade class.
Yep.
Someone mentioned that it seemed like the fourth grade would be too old for that book. But that by that age, you should already kind of know that everybody poops.
Yeah, ask my fucking four-year-old. You'll get to those stories, too.
Well, I can tell you that doesn't seem to be the case. My ex-boyfriend in his 30s refused to accept that I had bowel movements.
Oh, Jesus Christ almighty.
Well, the thing, he's your ex. He told me once something along the lines of he actually thought about the fact that I had bowel movements, that he didn't think he would be able to have sex with me anymore. Oh, dear God.
How has he ever gotten laid before?
I don't know, because clearly they didn't talk about bowel movements.
This is just some classic sexism right here.
Well, I think that your ex-boyfriend needs to come to terms with everybody shits and needs to go to a biology class to learn that.
Yep.
Science,
fourth grade nursery school class.
Or
he should just date an inflatable doll, because that sounds like the kind of woman that he wants. Yeah.
So, you know, in that case, not everyone poops.
Ooh. We are. Okay. Sorry.
Okay, anyway.
Everybody shits.
We digress. And I don't think he was joking. Yeah, should have been a red flag. But instead, I spent 4 years trying to arrange my poop schedule around his schedule so that he wouldn't be around when I needed to go.
That is so fucked up and weird.
That is really terrible. I'm so sorry you had to go through that. Let me tell you, that led to many excruciating stomach aches.
Not okay.
Never again, any guy I am with in the future is going to have to accept that everybody shits. And good Lord, I think they will. Or kick their ass to the curb.
Yes.
So weird.
Oh, dear. Oh, guys. Next one. I have a lot of thoughts about the friend zone. But they aren't really very coherent.
Neither were mine.
None of them are.
That ex-boyfriend with the pooping thing definitely believes in the friend zone.
Oh, my God.
It probably belongs in the friend zone if it existed.
If I can ever organize my thoughts into something worthwhile, I'll let you know.
Please don't.
Yeah.
We're good.
In the vault.
Just because nobody was very coherent.
Right. I feel like I had some coherent points.
Yes, you did. Yeah, I didn't.
Who can remember in the spiral that was the friend zone conversation? Anyway, we've already spent too much time on the friend zone. Back in the vault. The last thing I have is a list of some of my favorite song lyrics. I could only get it narrowed down to 22. Oh, yeah. Girl, you get us. So I'll break them up over my next few emails. All of these lyrics come from songs on my All the Feels playlist.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
This is a playlist that has songs that make me really feel some emotion every time I hear them. Heartbreak, strength, devastation, joy, or just the feeling to want to get up and dance. As I was writing them down, I found it interesting to read them all back to back. So I didn't list the songs they are from until the end. I also use an Excel formula to list them completely at random, because I will find any excuse to use Excel.
Well, she does get us, or at least me.
Oh my God. Oh, she gets us so hard.
By the way, this is from the episode All the Poop Talk and Song Lyrics.
Oh God, we're so clever, guys.
We really were. Like, our episode titles are generally on point. There's only a couple throughout the last years that we've been kind of like stretching.
Really poetic, really just beautiful prose.
My favorite episode title still is the one with all the doom porn, but
that was pretty good. Okay, so the song lyrics in Excel order. What kind of father would take his own daughter's rights away? What kind of father might hate his own daughter if she were gay?
That's from Dear Mr. President by Pink.
And to answer that, I will say the guy who doesn't think women poops.
Yeah. Legit.
Yes.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Aerosmith.
Yep. Rain came pouring down when I was drowning. That's when I could finally breathe. And my morning gone with any trace of you. I think I'm finally clean.
That's Clean by Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's good. I was like, I don't know that one.
She has the Travis Atrio version on her playlist.
Does she know how you told me you'd hold me until you died, till you died, but you're still alive?
Alanis, you want to know.
This is a fun game.
I know. Well, I am cheating by looking at the answers right now.
Oh, I thought you were just guessing them. I thought you just had this encyclopedic knowledge of song lyrics.
Because
they're all songs you listen to. So I just was going along that you knew them.
Okay, well, I knew the Pink one and knew the Aerosmith one. The Taylor Swift one I did not know. Alanis, I mean, Jagged Little Pill is my favorite album of all time. And I know every single lyric to every single song. But yes.
Weird to me that like you would know these things.
Well, you know.
You can go from week to week. You can go from year to year. Not a hand placed on your cheek. Not a whisper in your ear. You can make it through okay. You can live and laugh and flirt. It's quite easy in the day. It's just not. It's just the nights that hurt.
That is I Will Be Loved Tonight from I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change soundtrack.
Oh, nice. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. Tell your heart to beat again.
Tell Your Heart to Beat Again by Danny Gokey, who I believe is an American Idol person, so I do not know that.
I'm supposed to be in love by now. It's been so long for me, I don't know how.
In Love by Now by Jamie Foxx.
Ah, interesting. Oh, no, there they all are on the bottom.
That's what
until next time. That's what she said? Yeah. Sorry, I totally cut off here. That's what she said.
It's all good.
All right. Until next time, Alicia Friend. OMG. I totally forgot. My vagina's new name is Tremors. Alicia.
My vagina's new name is The Avengers Infinity War. Okay, does anybody have anything else before we do some housekeeping?
Housekeep away.
All right. Yep. I will. All right. Thank you to our patrons. As always, if you want to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/JandJack. You can go to jandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top. Special thanks to some of our patrons who contribute at a special level. And if you want to know what that level is, you can go and go to patreon.com/JandJack and check it out. Thank you to Maggie the Magnificent, Tack from Tokyo, Molly the Millennial, Eckhart Rickner, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thanks, guys, as always. We have a merchandise store now. I believe we are getting shirts in there. And I guess I'll share the link in the Jay and Jack Facebook group. So it's facebook.com/group/JayandJack group. Just request to join that, or maybe I'll also share it on Twitter or whatever, but I'll share the link of the mug that I made that says Mayday Bitches Broads Persist if anybody's interested in getting that. And I'm not gonna like upcharge it or anything. I'm just gonna put it out there if anybody wants to get it, and then just let us know if you got it, because that would be really kind of exciting and cool for us. If you are so inclined to shop through our Amazon affiliates link, you can go to amazon.com/JandJack, and that also helps all of the podcasters out. Stay tuned for Cinco de Livo, aka my new favorite thing. And let's say that we're going to tentatively start that at around 10 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday, May 5th. And that's just to account for anything that could possibly go wrong with the baby going to sleep and set up and all that. So, you know, if you're subscribed to the Jay and Jack Facebook channel, we'll broadcast through that since most people are subscribed to that already. And you'll get a notification that we're going to do that. So we will do a live show. And I think that's about it. Anybody again? Anybody have something? Cool. Oh. All right. Well, next week we're going to review Boink. Not our live show, but the next show that we do after that. Shandy, congratulations again on your marathon.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see you both. I'm so excited. And
me too.
Yay! Oh my God, I'm going to meet Shandy for the first time by the time this episode is posted.
Yay! Crazy!
It is kind of crazy. I'm really, really excited. All right, guys. Thank you so much, though, for playing along with us this episode. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out.